Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, yesterday and today, we've been talking about success mindsets. And one success mindset I have is everything in moderation and a few things in excess. I love that. Everything in moderation, a few things in excess. And here in Huntsville, Alabama, the Southern soul food has been in excess, and it has been awesome. Talk more mindsets of success today. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, but positive in a realistic way. Don't think that I won't call you on your stuff. I will. I'll do it in a nice way. I won't be mean. I will call you on your stuff, because if you tell me what you want, I'll say, okay, well, here we go. Let's stand up, take a step, repeat. Let's go do it. And when you start doing what you do, and you know what that is, I'm going to say, what you doing, what you doing for? You told me you wanted to do this. You said you had these habits that were bad. You started to change your habits. You started to change your life. And then what happened? So I will call you on your stuff in a very positive way, because that's what I want. I want the most for you. I want you to get out of bed and decide exactly what you want. It's your choice. What lifestyle do you want? If you don't know how to figure that out, I want to help you do that. I want you to have that choice. I don't want it to be some pie-in-the-sky thing. I want you literally to be able to go, this is what I want. I like it. I'm going to go after it and make it happen. And then we'll help you do that. And I want you to be able to pay for it and all that stuff too. All that. So hang on for the ride. More success mindsets for you today. Hey, today my studio sponsor is MobileMustHave.com. They provided my ultimate road warrior package. You tried to say it, okay? Basically, I'm getting like massively fast internet speeds off a couple of cell radios. It's awesome stuff. We came into this RV park here, and we forgot to check if it had Wi-Fi or not. They didn't. Didn't matter. I'm getting 55 megabits down mobile. It's awesome. If you could do stuff like that, go to mobilemusthave.com and check them out. Okay. Still fired up today. It's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. It was great in Huntsville to visit the Rocket Center. I had never really thought much about what Huntsville was all about. But I tell you what, you get up here, it's smart people everywhere. That's what happens when you build rockets in a city, and Rocket City USA, right? And boy, that Rocket Center and watching that big thing called the space race. Watching the people that were involved, the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, looking at the Saturn V rocket and going, how did anybody ever build that? Unbelievable. Chances people took, the dreams they had, and they made it happen. Boy, every single day I look at that with just pure inspiration. Then I think about you. You be inspired with that mindset of success. How do you make that happen for yourself? And that's why we're talking about that yesterday and today in a very fired up, inspirational version of this program. Now, it's not quite a words, wisdom, and wisecracks version. I'm sure they will come back, and we're keeping it less than, we're keeping it more like 10 or 11 minutes now, not 20. So hang in there. Let's talk more about this. Good show yesterday. If you missed that show, get it, because it's got really cool stuff about mindsets for success. So let me continue today. As we get into this, because I think you're going to find, like I said yesterday, 80% of the folks who are trying to get what they want in life are they fall in the 80% pack. And I've always said it. I call them the 80%ers. Normal, regular, everyday people just moving through life. That's awesome. It's fantastic. Life is great for them. It's great. But I'm not a normal, everyday people, and nor are you. You want something different. I call you the 20%ers. Now, we can break that down as well to the 10%ers, the 5%ers, the 1%ers. And I'm not talking money here. Not at all. I'm talking folks who design their life, who decide what they want. They go out and get it. That's what I'm talking about. High performance, high potential individuals who go make it happen. So I don't know which one you live in. I do know 80% of you are in the 80% pack. But by the time you get further into this program, that won't be the case. 20%ers will be there. Maybe the 10%ers. Which one do you want to be? Start with using a good enough approach. Everything you do. Perfectionism is doing nothing to move you forward. No, blasphemy. Scott, things have to be perfect. Yeah, but define perfect. If you're building a rocket to the moon, probably has to be perfect. But you know what? Wasn't always that way. Sometimes things happen, so it needed to be perfect. Depending on what you do, if you're doing brain surgery, it probably needs to be perfect. If you're doing a podcast, it probably doesn't have to be. I have proof of that. Just needs to be pretty good. He's close enough, right? It's like 80%. Oop, did he use that term again? I have many, many clients. Actually, one right now, she may hear me, and I'm not going to mention her name, but self-admitted perfectionist. A project that we started 3.5 years ago, still on the shelf, because she hadn't got it perfect yet. She could have made millions of dollars between then and now. It's doing nothing to move you forward, so don't do that. Number two, use your one mind to do your one thing. Multitasking is splitting your focus and energy. It's also delaying your success. I know it's hard to do. How do you focus on one thing? There's little things. Most everything you do, you'll do 1,000 things a day. Most of that stuff, you do, 500 of those things at the same time. But you can drive a car, talk on the phone, listen to the radio, drink your coffee, right? That's cool. You can do that. But when you're really working on things you want to deeply focus on, your deep work time, where you really put your energy into it, you have to focus on one thing. Delaying it delays your success. When you split your focus, you don't get there nearly as fast as you could. One, two, and I want you to get there as fast as you could. Sorry about that. Kind of got caught up in the rhythm there. You know how that works sometimes. Let go of control. Some things are not up to you. Figure out what they are and move on. What you can control, control. It was over the weekend watching the U.S. men's swim team at the Olympics. Yes, I'm one of the few 16 million folks actually watching the Olympics occasionally, here or there. The good stuff, But we all admit it, you do that, okay? Hey, they're going to win, I'm going to watch. Either they get a gold medal or a train wreck, and we can go on social media and do that stuff. Don't do that. Send good stuff to those athletes over there, okay? That's a cool thing to do. But you know what they said? Hey, you know what? Four of us, we got the outside lane. We thought, what the heck? We can control what we can control. Let's go for it. That's it. You can only control what you're going to control. Let go of the other stuff. Just let it go. It's not up to you all the time. Figure out what you got a hold of. Hang on to it. The rest of the stuff, don't worry about it. You're never going to get a handle on it. You know why? Somebody else has control of that, even if it's Mother Nature. Okay, say no. That's something else. A mindset that happens all the time is folks who are not 80%ers, they say yes a lot. Okay, I'll go along with that. Well, it's peer pressure, or you're just working later than you're supposed to, not giving attention to your family, things like that. Say no. Doesn't work out. Switch gears. Get a new job. I know it sounds easy. I'm just saying, you. The more you say no, the better off you're going to be. In fact, you should say no to anything that does not directly support your goals. Imagine that. If every single thing you did moved you in the direction of your goals, and you didn't do anything other than that. Is it possible? Theoretically, yeah, it is. But do you want to get along with the world? You probably have to do. You probably can't say no to everything, right? You just can't. I don't want to pay taxes. See, you can't do that. But to the best of your ability, stay focused on your goals and say no to everything else. Don't do something in the hopes of getting what you want. This is something I talk to with people all the time. Do what you know until you get it. Lots of times, if somebody asks me, Scott, if I do this, it's not really what I want to do. This is really my goal. This is what I want to do. But this seems like an opportunity, and I'm thinking that if I do it, then I'll say yes now, and then I'll get what I want later. Be careful. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And if it's a job, sometimes you get stuck for a year or two. Why? Well, I got to stay a year to make sure my record's good, right? And got to give notice. I want a good recommendation. We could talk all day about that one, especially if you're a millennial. You know that you don't agree with me on that, do you? I'm just saying, say no to anything that does not directly support your goals, and don't do something in the hopes of getting what you want. People that are really successful sit down, spend a few minutes, they do their homework, they decide what they want, and they just focus on that and go for it. That's it. Number five, hang out with supportive, positive, and nurturing people just like me. I am. I'm so supportive. I'm really positive. I'm nurturing. I have ultimate patience. I love to help people. But yes, I sometimes will kick you in the butt. I will. I'll hurt your feelings a little bit occasionally. That's all right. If you can't take that, fine. But if you can, and if you can see that kind of motivation as a positive boost, how I see it, you can do great. Hang out with me. I will not let you down. I'll drag you kicking and screaming to the life of your dreams. That's what I do. Toxic people? You know any of them? Here's a cool thing. Like attracts like. So don't be one of them. Be positive. Look forward. Be optimistic. And anybody who's not that way in your life, just say no and move on. You know what they'll do? They'll meet each other and they'll have a big old pity party. That's okay. not your thing. Just move on. Number six, be willing not to be liked. Kind of the same as number five, sort of right. If you're avoiding making folks unhappy, you're not moving toward your dreams. I just had a conversation with a client the other day, and a very amiable guy, just likes to please everybody, and was having an issue with it. Being dragged by his thumbs all over the place. And he asked me specifically, he said, Scott, let me ask you, is it possible to please everybody and should I even try? And I said, no, it's not possible. You can't please everybody. You can't. You're just going to be dancing around. Or as I'm very fond of saying, you're sitting on the fence. And if you're sitting on the fence, you're likely getting splinters in your butt. Not a good thing, right? You want to be more than that. You want to move on. You have to separate yourself from the folks who are not wanting to do that. And I promise you this, the very minute somebody decide to move on, you decide, hey, I'm not going to hang out with people that aren't supportive, not positive, not nurturing, and I'm not going to just make people work to do, make people like me. They're going to go, what are you doing? You don't like me anymore. Yeah, you do. You're just not going to play by their terms. Successful people think that way. Here's another promise. The minute you do it, it's like, cool, you're done. Awesome. Why did I do that 20 years ago? Happens. Finally. Yeah, there's a finally today. Told you, I'm fired up. Mm-hmm. Focus on the story of you. Minimize your social media. Minimize your television. Don't be all hung up in the Netflix binge. Again, moderation in everything. Excess in a few things. A binge for a weekend is not a bad thing. But minimize all that stuff. Because when you do, you also minimize the influence others have on you, and you increase the influence you have on yourself. I'm a big fan, you'll hear me say this all the time, watch out about the agendas coming your way, and I don't mean bad agendas. I just mean everybody is living life. Businesses have to grow, people have to grow, and to grow, they have to move in a certain direction of what they think is going to allow that to happen. And usually that's going to involve you in some way, whether it's to make a profit or to make them happy. It's going to involve you, and it's a very natural thing. You need to have your own agenda where you're heading on your own every single day. And what happens is immediately you just don't even recognize people kind of pulling you in their direction. And secondly, when they try to and you do recognize it, you have the tools now to say, no, I'm not going to do that. All right, let's get out of here. Tomorrow we're going to come back with choosing good people to be in your life and also some conversation about what the heck you do with those people that you've chosen not to be in your life. Mm-hmm. Be a good show. Get out there, rock on. I'll see you tomorrow.